Fashion Nirvana Runway to Every Day offers a multi-sensory gallery experience anchored by haute couture and ready-to-wear garments by bold-name designers. Paired with video art, the exhibition celebrates the trend-setting couturiers, photographers, and video artists who made the 90s an iconic decade worthy of its current revival. The exhibit is up through March 12, 2022, and here to tell us all about it is Bernadette Ramos from the El Paso Museum of Art. Bernadette, welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So how cool is it to be working on this exhibit?
Oh my gosh, it's really, really cool. I think being able to collaborate with all of the people to bring this exhibition to El Paso has been so much fun, including the courier from UNT, where most of the textiles came from, the University of North Texas in Denton. They have a fashion collection where most of the garments here are from. She came and helped us kind of set up the exhibition. And it was so great just learning from her, since we don't normally have those garments in our collection. It's nice to have something that we're not really used to here in El Paso at the Art Museum.
So, I mean, I'm talking to you. People can't see you because we're on the radio, but you are surrounded by all these mannequins in these iconic 90s dresses. And I'm over here like totally giggling. What's it like for you to actually be around these pieces?
I think it's really inspirational, especially to learn more about the designers themselves. It's really crazy seeing a checklist and the images being so flat. And then when we actually installed them, put them on mannequins, they became so sculptural. Like, even just the way that we light them, it's so beautiful. Just the angles and all of the shadows. This old Han dress back here, oh my goodness. The shadow is beautiful just from all of the weaving that projects that.
That one in particular, I'm like, I need to see that in person.
Yes.
So tell us about it. Why are the 90s such a big deal? And they're back, like, full force. I mean, you couldn't have timed this better. You know, you're the one who brought this exhibition here, and I'm sure you've been deep diving in all of the research, all of the clothing. What was it about the 90s?
Well, I think that the 90s was an era when the digital art and pop culture, a lot of, like, do-it-yourself trends, a lot of the hip-hop culture, goth, kind of like grunge looks, all of that came together within the digital media as well as the garments. And you could kind of see that relation when you're walking around the exhibition and viewing the digital artworks compared to some of the gowns themselves. Like, there's some collage works that look very similar to some of the garments that are around it, just in weaving those images together.
Do you think people were just, you know, we think about now, like, people are getting dressed and doing things for Instagram, but in the 90s they were doing it for television, really. I mean, it was the first time we were kind of communicating that visually.
Yes, definitely. I think that it's projected in films and, like, music videos very well to just display, like, those garments and kind of show, like, where some of those ideas that the couture, like, designers were getting inspiration from. We have a mashup video on our title wall that combines music videos and some film artwork together that shows you and some of, like, that inspiration that is around the gallery.
I can see that. And, you know, thinking about it, I remember there was a MTV House of Style with Cindy Crawford. I remember Todd Oldham, I want to say he was a guest or, like, also a co-host maybe. And to see, like, couture fashion presented to us in that form, I'll tell you, it did make a lasting impression, at least on me. You know, I don't know if I ever started thinking about high fashion until the 90s, when it was presented as this thing that we could all see. Did you have a similar experience, or what's your experience connecting with 90s fashion?
For me, I feel like there's a section in the exhibition that's called Culture and Subculture. I feel like I really resonate with that, just because you see all, like, the rappers and, like, people in music videos wearing brands like Carl Connie and Cross Colors, some of my favorite groups like Wu-Tang. Even in, like, the films that they're depicting them now, you could see Carl Connie, like, their outfits. I think that that culture, or, like, that subculture group, I really resonate with, just because, I guess, more my interests.
But we were paying attention to what they were wearing, right? I mean, for sure.
And I like that more of those like ready-made brands, I like that that section was included in this exhibition because it shows more of the textiles, like some of like the listeners that were within those groups that could actually like afford those brands and be able to wear those, but still some of the most famous people during the 90s were also wearing those.
Yeah, I think about like FUBU and all that stuff too. So out of every single piece of clothing that is behind you, which one stands out to you the most?
Definitely the Todd Oldham dress. I think just because of the intricacy and the ribbon weaving and the fact that I felt like the dress was one piece, but then when we got it, we saw that it was a cocktail dress and then a skirt that goes around it. I think that's one of the pieces I really felt like it was special to see that sculptural element come to life on the mannequin.
And you've got some early Alexander McQueen work from when he was working for Givenchy. What you got there?
With those ones, we have a few of those pieces. I think more of those I haven't been too familiar with. I think more of these pieces and the strange ones. Like there's one right there in the corner that's a page boy dress. It's a maternity dress. So we have a belly on it. I think that just like the fact that they're being more inclusive to like different body types, body styles. I like those pieces a lot.
So cool. So when you were looking at the show, what did you think? Okay, I got to bring this show to El Paso. How did that happen?
When we had our previous curators, they were already kind of like looking into having a fashion show. And they started, I think they started the conversation with the McNay because they are the co-organizers. And since it was on our schedule, I just kind of, once I became registrar, picked it up and was like, oh, wow, this show is great. Let me like continue to reach out and see what I could do to actually bring it here. Because it was co-organized, it kind of helped me with some of the elements like the text and a lot of the research. I think that those exhibitions I've been more inclined to do because since I'm the registrar, I'm also tackling the duties of the curator and sometimes helping installing. So I think that was just like a really big element for me to have the help of another institution.
I mean, it's kind of a big deal. And they seem to really have it together when it comes to textile and to help you put it up. You can tell. I mean, it looks great. And I'm just looking at you through a Zoom window, but it makes it even more exciting to want to go to the museum.
I'm excited to have some of the tours that we're going to have, especially because we're going to dive into more of like the art history background and like talk about the art history in weaving, the art history in collage, some of the Greco patterns that are on the Versace pieces and kind of talk about where those came from.
What do you say to the 90s are back? I mean, you see them on the street all the time. There's a whole generation of folks out there that think it's the first time they've seen these cuts and these style of clothes. What do you say to those guys? I mean, when they see the actual real deal?
I think it's a treat to be able to see some of these couture outfits, some of the ones that were made exclusively for these celebrities like Mercedes Bass. I think you can see a few of the garments in that back corner over there by Oscar de la Renta. That one was a piece that was donated to the UNT fashion collection from Mercedes Bass. It's just interesting, I think, objects themselves and like where they've been in history. So like we could think about where Mercedes Bass was wearing that. Was she on the red carpet? You know, it kind of brings that element of object and place into the space.
No, absolutely. And I remember in the 90s, then my grandma was saying like, hey, I used to wear that clothes. So we're like on this ever going cycle. And now for me, it's neat to be on the other side. Like, hey, I remember wearing that. Anything that you wish didn't come back?
I don't know. I think that's a tough, I'm like looking around. I'm like, everything is so,
it's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish everything would come back. I honestly really love 90s fashion. Even before this exhibition, I feel like a lot of my own fashion sense is from the 90s.
Yeah, no, agreed. Right there with you. Yeah, so I was pretty happy when it came back too. I'm like, all right, we can be comfortable and cute.
Yeah.
No problem. What kind of programming are you going to have around the show? Because it's up for a nice chunk of time. And I know that you guys always have fun programming around the shows. Anything that you can kind of preview for us or that people can start planning for?
Yes, definitely. We wanted to make sure that we had a full lineup while the duration of this exhibition is up. So for the opening, we'll be having a few pop-up vendors in our Museum Connect space. There's going to be a few students from El Paso Community College. They're going to be here actually like in real life designing a few pieces that they've been working on already. So it'll be nice to actually see them in action. And then throughout the time that the exhibition's open, we're going to have a few artist talks from some local jewelry makers, Rochelle and Jess Tolbert. And then we're also going to have a few tours from some locals that have had some experience with some 90s fashion, a few family workshops. And then we're also going to have at the closing, we're going to have a runway show.
Really? A full on runway show?
Yes.
With the clothes from the exhibit or clothes that people are making?
So we're going to have a runway show in collaboration with a local organization. We still kind of want that to be a surprise, but we'll have that posted on our social media when we're ready to display who that is.
Beautiful. Okay, so we're all invited to check out Fashion Nirvana Runway to Everyday. It looks, I mean, I'm telling you now, you can't see it, but I'm watching Bernadette and I can see all this clothes and it's so amazing. I can't wait to see them in person. We've got plenty of time to check it out, but I'd say we should just go to the museum right now. What do you think, Bernadette?
That would be awesome. I would love to share it.
Today, my guest has been Bernadette Ramos from the El Paso Museum of Art, and we've been talking all about the Fashion Nirvana show. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.